This is an All Ears English bonus episode, Paolo and his secret to learning business English. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, we have the first ever interview with an All Ears English listener, and I'm so excited to introduce you to Paolo. He has discovered a convenient and effective way to learn business English, and he's going to share his secret with us today. Today, we are lucky to have a guest on the show. Our guest today, Paolo, is from Brazil, and he's the CEO and co-founder of Innovatech. He has a master's degree in electronic engineering and a specialization in marketing. Now, let's meet Paolo. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Okay, so hey, Paolo, welcome to All Ears English. I am so excited today because this is the first time in the history of All Ears English that we've had a student on the show. So welcome.
Oh, hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Well, it's so cool to meet you. I love our listeners. I love meeting our listeners. It's the best thing about this show. Well, I'm doing well. Thank you for making some time in your busy schedule today, Paolo.
Thank you for having me. And yeah. I'm very, truly honored to be here in your podcast because I was listening to your podcast for a long time. So yeah. I'm very glad to be here.
That's fantastic. How long have you been listening to the show, Paolo?
I started studying English seriously for 18 months. So okay. I have been studying English since 2015 at August.
Excellent. So August of 2015.
Yeah,
good.
It's a long time.
Do you
time.
Listen to the show? Yeah, it's been a long time. And do you listen to the show every day? Four days a week?
Almost every day. I try to listen every early morning. And awesome. When I go to the gym, I listen to your podcast. You are excellent. Very funny when you talk with Michelle.
That's great. So you're on the treadmill and you've got All Ears English in your earbuds, right?
Yes. And we can learn some grammar and real conversation. And your pace is very natural. So I mm-hmm. think that the All Ears English podcast is very good because it's not so long. And mm-hmm. the time is very good for me because okay. it is around 15 at maximum 20 minutes. And yes, it's right. very nice to good. Follow the podcast.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited that you're a listener, Paolo. And I think that our listeners could learn something from you because it sounds like you have found another way, in addition to the podcast, another place to go to get better at English. And it's actually the same program that we've just started recommending to our listeners, and that is Spoken. But before we talk about Spoken, Paolo, I'd like to know what other kind of solutions or English apps or programs that you've tried before and how you found Spoken later.
So tell me about question.
That. Yeah, what have you tried? Just real quick, one or two things that didn't work for you.
I'm a very curious person. I'm an entrepreneur. And
you are. Oh, cool.
Small on a business. And I'm learning English to as a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. And I usually travel twice a year abroad.
Okay.
So I decided to improve my English to be able to enjoy my trips and acquire new knowledge. And at the beginning, I started watching the TV series Friends. That is, I think that is the most famous TV show in the United States. But after 1 week, I give up. I give up.
You gave up. Why?
Because the guys speak very fast and I needed to repeat and watch more than 10 times to understand everything. And I realized that this isn't a good method to learn English because I'm very busy and I don't have enough time.
Okay.
So one of my job is improve the process and give solution for other companies. So
excellent.
I think about this every time. How can I do the things better?
Yeah, I love that.
So,
I love that.
I want to try in myself to find a process to speak English and learn English as in a short time.
Okay. Okay.
But there isn't a magic bullet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after this, I love watch movies, and I try to watch movies with subtitles.
Yep.
And I realized that the movie is very hard too because there are many new words to learn.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like you lost. Did you lose motivation trying to use these things like Friends and movies? Did you lose a sense of motivation because you were lost?
So, sometimes I think to give up, but I search on the internet about new methods and new course. And watch movies very good. So I decided to try watching movies. And I thought about at the beginning on movie for example, I spent to watch one movie. I spent 8 hours.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Who has that kind of time?
It's very crazy. And did you watch a movie, must be funny. It's a funny moment. It's my free time. So I thought about a new process and I decided to develop a program to put the subtitles in both languages, in English and in my mother tongue language at the same time.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead, sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
So I decided to develop this kind of program, and the program at the beginning works very well, and I could improve a lot with this process. And after this, I tried other courses, and one day in the research about the process, I found the spoken.
Spoken. Okay. So if any of our listeners don't know exactly what we're talking about, guys, Spoken is a brand new program that you can use through your messaging apps and you're able to work on all your skills. So Paolo, even though we at All Ears English are now recommending Spoken to our listeners, you found it before you heard us recommending it, I think, right?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay. Tell us what you like about Spoken. Why is it so awesome? I mean, why would it be good for our listeners to try? What do you think?
Spoken is very good because you can take the lesson wherever you want.
Whenever you want.
Yes.
Cool.
And I can start the lesson, for example, at morning, and take it 20 minutes, and afternoon I can continue the lesson. And all the time we have a coach, and this coach is available for you. So it's amazing.
It's incredible. That's incredible. I noticed that too when I was testing it out for our listeners. I was using it, and it's kind of like when we send a text message with someone. We can write a message and they don't write back to us until they're ready, and we write back when we want. It's the same kind of rhythm. Is that right, Paulo?
Yes, yes. And you can record a message in audio too.
Oh, cool.
So awesome. Okay. It's up to you to decide if you want to speak or type in chat with the coach. Mm-hmm. And the method is very interesting because it's about business.
Yes.
So you can learn about the interview process. This is so important to a professional person.
Excellent. And you're an entrepreneur. I didn't know that before. What kind of business do you have, Paulo?
Oh, my business. I have a business. My company was founded 14 years ago.
Okay.
And my business is rental office equipment to other companies.
Okay. Nice, nice. So, do you have to travel to the U.S. sometimes to interact, or to England, or where do you go for business?
No, for business, I don't have any international customers yet.
Okay. All right.
And I don't have foreign suppliers, but I want to improve my English to be able to make business with international companies and get some goods with around the world. So it's very important to be able to speak English very well. And for that, I'm learning, improve my English.
For excellent.
Pleasure, so to travel and for professional. But I don't have the pressure to, I need to speak English and I need to improve it quickly. So it's a challenge for me. And doing with very pleasure.
That's excellent. So you're pretty serious about it. And you know that if you could really expand your business English skills, then your business itself, I mean, your bottom line revenue would expand in a major way. Is that right?
Yes.
I mean, you would really bring your business to the next level. So you have a lot of skin in the game here.
Yes, yes. And this book is good because the coach is a native English speaker, is an American. Good. Usually it's American. And it's very flexible. You can go to the lesson and take the lesson the time that you want. And it's very personalized because the coach create, for example, when you don't understand some vocabulary, some words, he create a flashcard with the new expression for you.
Fantastic.
So
amazing.
This is amazing. Very, very great. And it works with the pronunciation. And they correct your pronunciation either.
Okay. I love that. Okay. So it sounds like Spoken is a company that has really looked at what the problems are for students, right? And they've really built something based on those problems to solve those problems. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. Paulo, what would you say to our listeners before we finish up today to motivate them? Like if they feel like they've tried everything.
Yes, I think that the process of learning the language is very, must be very personalized with the person. And we need to involve with the language and use it every day. And don't be afraid to make mistakes. And you need to speak as much as you can and find the best method to learn that works for you. This is very important. You need to enjoy the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
I love that.
I try many things and sometimes I change with another course to other. And this way I can maintain my motivation higher.
Love it. Love it. I love this advice. This is so cool to have a student on the show. And I'm happy to see that you're digging in. You're finding the best solutions out there. And at the same time, hopefully you're still focusing on connection, not perfection.
Oh,
right, Paolo?
Yeah. This is very, very important.
Good, good. Keep that in mind all the time. Well, it's been so cool
to be able to communicate. Communication is the big point.
That's the main point. Yeah, connection, right?
Yes,
to be able to connect.
Yes, to communication.
Love that. Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Well, Paolo, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been so cool meeting you and seeing you on video and hanging out here. And so we hope to hear from you again soon. Let us know how your progress goes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Paolo.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.